Well, good morning.
Weekend is over.
You ready? It's a Monday morning.
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Here we go.
What game are we going to play?
It's called the calamari game.
Calamari?
Calamari?
I don't think that's right.
No, it's squid.
What's fried?
It's fried.
Oh, close enough.
Well, that's close enough.
Now, with that, let the game begin.
It's showtime.
Yeah, hold the squid.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Let's just call it Monday. It is Harvey Wallbanger Day. Do you want to get started already? I don't think so. It's Morgan in the Morning right now.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
All right, the weekend's over. Here we are back at the grind Monday morning. The weekend was jam-packed, so much to do. If we saw you at the ABBA party, what was that called again? The ABBA Cabareba? Today is National Tongue Twister Day. Anyway, the ABBA Cabaret was Friday night, a great fundraiser for the Selins Grove High School Theater Department. If you were there, it was a good time. Saturday's Century Soiree for the Chamber of Commerce, the Roaring 20s, roaring into the 20s. That was a good time. Great music, great food, and a great fundraiser for the Chamber. Yesterday was the Tierra Trot for Joy. Our very own Mark Stevens doing the 5K at the East Snyder Park. Beautiful day for it. Good, crisp fall day. I planned on attending, but I got knocked down by the booster shot. How wild is that? I had two Pfizer injections and I was fine. I got my booster Saturday morning and I was dead yesterday. Delayed reaction? I don't know. Sunday morning, I got up about 2 a.m., which I guess was 1 a.m. And I felt terrible. I was like achy and queasy and dizzy and all that. I was like, what is going on? So I took that, you know, typical trip to the bathroom, had a glass of water and thought, I'm okay. No, back up at 3 and then 4 and then 5 a.m., which is actually 3, 2, and 1 a.m. Oh, never mind. Yesterday, spent the whole day just lounging around, achy and popping Tylenols. I don't do that kind of stuff, but I did. So I guess it was, I'm guessing it was a reaction to the booster. Or a 24-hour bug, but I doubt it. I seem to be okay right now. Seem to be. All right, whatever you did this weekend, putting up the Christmas decorations already, are you? Maybe enjoying some fall sports, high school football on the district level. Everyone else heading to states, I think. All other sports. What a great weekend we had. Hope you enjoyed yours as well. Yesterday, I can't figure it out. Is there a doctor in the house? Call me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm all right. I'm all right.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Some late night TV. Jimmy Fallon's talking about NYC and live from New York. It's Saturday night. Late night TV next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, get this. I saw that New York City has extended its $100 vaccine incentive to kids ages 5 to 11.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, the smart kids are like, yeah, make it 200 or we start doing our own research.
It was reported that mothers in California are trying to pass on COVID vaccine antibodies to their children by making them smoothies with their breast milk. Oh, sure, but when I ask for that, I'm escorted out of Jamba Juice.
94.1.
Come on!
Hey!
WQKX.
So much going on in the sports world, you don't have time for the story between the stories. Aaron Rodgers versus Terry Bradshaw. This is a good one. No, it's not, you know, statistical. They're not taking it to the gridiron. Aaron Rodgers is defending himself, of course.
The right or whatever is going to champion me and the left is going to cancel me. And I don't give a shit about either of them. Politics is a total sham. I'm not going to go on Fox News like I wouldn't go on CNN. I have zero desire to do any of that. The only desire I have is to empower people to take autonomy over their body. In all forms and facets.
Okay, not bad. I wouldn't go on Fox or CNN either. I have no time for either one of those networks. But in the meantime, on Fox, not Fox News, Fox Sports, total difference. Terry Bradshaw spoke out against Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
I'd give Aaron Rodgers some advice. It would have been nice if he'd have just come to the Naval Academy and learned how to be honest.
Yeah.
A show learned live at the Academy.
Because that's what you did, Aaron. You lied to everyone. I understand immunized. What you were doing was taking stuff that would keep you from getting COVID-19. You got COVID-19. Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks. That's what it is. We are a divided nation politically. We're a divided nation on the COVID-19, whether or not to take the vaccine. And unfortunately, we've got players that pretty much think only about themselves. And I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of Aaron Rodgers.
Very powerful. You decide.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come. We'll actually have the real news coming up and the real sports coming up and, yeah, the real weather. It's Morgan in the Morning. Hey, when your kid gets a hold of your phone, it could be trouble, especially when they're dialing 911. But how about the kid in Boston who did it to save his mom and dad's life?
We decided to use the generator. I thought it was just a headache.
Okay, they're using a generator inside the house. That spells carbon monoxide. And the bells will be ringing in Central PA this Friday. The good news is next.
W-Q-K-X. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, let's hear some good news. You know, your mom sometimes cries when you're done good? Well, here's a mom who's really crying because her son passed the bar exam. He did it. All right, calm down, Mom. Now, some backstory is Ryan Petty of Tampa, Florida, failed his bar exam last year because he was emotionally distraught at the passing of his sister. He took it again, and he passed it this time. And Mom, and I'm sure his sister, rest in peace, is happy as well. How about a 9-year-old boy who steals his dad's cell phone for a good reason, unlocks it with face recognition to save his mom and dad's life?
We decided to use the generator. I thought it was just a headache. Then after that, maybe 2-3 minutes, I didn't feel anything after that.
Well, I heard my dad screaming and I went and I saw my mom passed out. So I unlocked it by using my dad's face. I told them that my mom wasn't breathing.
I cannot even describe how happy and proud I am.
Yes, very much so. And finally, locally, the bells will be ringing again on Friday. Those Salvation Army bells.
That helps to continue our efforts for everyone that we support throughout the year. Whatever rolls over from Christmas continues to allow us to send people to our day camps, to keep our youth programming operating. To keep
so
our
please give when those bells are ringing.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That is good news. If your local group has anything going on that you feel is good news, contact News Radio. We'll make it good news.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We're going to reward you for listening. How do we do that? Well, McDonald's is rewarding you every time you visit. Now, McDonald's is rewarding you every time you listen. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
As a matter of fact, they're open now to win.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
McDonald's rewards you when you visit McDonald's. And McDonald's rewards you when you listen to Morgan in the Morning. 1-800-326-94KX. We'll snatch a random line for you right now. Good luck. Morgan in the Morning. We've got Chrissy on the line. How are you?
Cold, but good.
Cold, but good. What you doing?
On my way to work.
You should have let that car warm up a few minutes, Chrissy.
Yeah.
But that's the way we do things. Where are you from?
Trevorton.
All right. Well, McDonald's rewards you every time you go in and visit them now. And they're helping to reward Morgan in the Morning listeners. So you're our very first winner. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. That'll warm up the old innards rather than the vehicle, I guess. News is next.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Want to get away?
No.
Another Keys to Cancun keyword with Liberty Travel in 94KX is not far away.
Not far away at all. Stay with us all morning long.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Sure, we've got news, sports, and AccuWeather next, but it is the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet.
QKX.
QKX.
KXHD1, Sunbury.
Another keyword in the Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel Contest coming up in about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 8 minutes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Tours. I guess when people go on vacation, they like to get on the tour bus and drive around. I don't know, I just like to lay on the beach with some form of adult beverage inside a coconut shell. Nonetheless, Morgan in the Morning, keyword this morning, tours.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon is back with some late night humor about Apple dropping their masking policy, birthday buddies, and more. On the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Apple began dropping mask mandates at some of its U.S. stores. Some think it's because of the declining cases, but others say it's just because Apple's about to release the iMask Pro. But Apple says safety is still their top priority. Then they went back to letting hundreds of strangers rub the same iPad.
Morgan in the Morning. Lynn Hall's in the house.
I am.
You are. Thanks for coming in.
No problem. I enjoy it immensely.
Celebrity birthdays. Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, seriously.
Celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Ricky Lee Jones. Morgan in the Morning. I always loved that song. I had to steal it from one of our other stations.
That's so, all right, so. Though. It's perfectly
legal. Do you remember
it
from the 70s?
Yes. Yeah,
it's like...
True story. Some guy named Chucky really was like...
In love with her.
In love with her, yes.
So we call them stalkers now.
Exactly.
But Ricky yeah. Lee Jones had that jazzy hit called Chucky's in Love. And Ricky Lee is 67 years old today.
Okay.
Let's check the rest of them, huh?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
And go! Go!
Why do I need a guy to tell me to go?
And I don't know.
Is this a race? Anyway.
It could be, but I'm not sure.
No, I'm not in the mood for running at my age.
No, me either. Good grief.
Jack Osborne is 36
is
today.
Is he really? I love him.
We
I
know
do.
Him as Ozzy's kid.
Yeah, I do love him, though. He's a really cool kid.
They listed him as Ozzy Osborne's son and travel companion.
Yes, because they had that show, Ozzy and Jack's, what was it, Crazy Adventures or something
yeah.
like that.
I thought it was just because Ozzy needed some help.
That is part of it, yes.
That's that, too.
Yeah.
You probably had this guy's poster on your bedroom wall when you're a teenager. Leif Garrett is 60 years old.
Well, no, I didn't really have his picture.
You weren't that kind
David,
of girl.
It
were
was
you?
David Cassidy. I'm sorry.
You had David Cassidy on your wall?
Yes. Sorry. Sorry, Leif.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
No, we don't have time.
So it was it Leif or Leif?
Because Leif or Leif. I've heard it. Yeah, no.
Across the pond.
Yeah. Leif. Yeah.
All right, and one of my favorite girls is celebrating a birthday today, even though I like the Ricky Lee Jones song, Bonnie Raitt.
Ooh, yes.
I stole another
that.
Song.
Well, at least it wasn't I Can't Make You Love Me. That is so depressing.
Oh, that just
it's
makes
like
me...
It's like a five-minute song that makes you want to cry.
Exactly. I'm kind of more of a Nick of Time
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
know? But happy birthday yeah. to Bonnie Raitt, who is 72.
Wow.
She could still sing.
Yes, she can.
Oh, I just love her voice. And I love that big gray streak in her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Those are the celebrity birthdays for today.
Mm-hmm.
We are very sad to announce that we don't have any local birthdays again.
No, we have nothing to talk about now.
We have one thing to talk about,
oh,
which makes this little boy the most special birthday buddy ever.
Aww.
Because his mom used Facebook Messenger
nice.
This morning.
Good thing to do there.
Yeah, our yeah. local listener text club
thing.
But, yeah, not working
no,
again.
No, it's incapacitated it's at the moment.
Very embarrassing, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! We're sorry we can't say your name or where you're from.
Blank from blank.
Yeah.
Happy birthday
happy
today.
Happy birthday. Insert your name here.
There you go. I got this message this morning, though. She says, your number one fan is celebrating a birthday today, and she sends me a photo of this little boy.
Aww.
So I'm like, well, that's nice. Can I have his name and his age and all that
How
stuff?
Old is he? Yeah.
So then she sent, and listen to this boy's name, Bo. Bell is his name, but Bo Hunter Bell.
Aww,
what a cool name.
That is so cool.
He should have his own TV show.
Yeah, exactly. And a band, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
A rock band would be cool.
Yeah.
Bo Hunter Bell is 8 years old today. He's from Freeburg. He's in second grade in the Selins Grove School District. And get this, the kid's best birthday present of all isn't a bow,
that's
his name.
Yes.
It's the fact that he has today off from school.
Aw.
Teachers and Service Day in Selins Grove.
Can't get better than that.
So, Bo, happy birthday. And let me announce that you are the only birthday
You are.
Today.
You are the one and only today.
Because of technical difficulty, you are the one and the only.
And we're glad that you're here listening to us.
Because if it wasn't for you and your mom,
we'd have nothing to talk about.
We'd have nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
Every day at this time.
Well, it's usually birthday buddies.
But yeah, it's birthday buddy. Bo Hunter Bell.
Today.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
I'm kind of hoping we have news coming up in sports and AccuWeather as well. It's the return of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet.
Wonderful.
Penn State playing at home, and we've got your chance to qualify to win tickets next.
Very good. It's on Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, Penn State's coming off that big win against Maryland. Wonder how they're going to do this weekend at home against Michigan. Wow. This would be a big one. Penn State dropped to, 23? Still in the top 25 in the country. That's all good. Michigan, they've lost since they were up around number 4. They're down to number 9. But you still have two ranked teams playing in Beaver Stadium this Saturday. You want to be qualified to win tickets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 to qualify to win the tickets from Register Chevrolet in our Penn State Ticket Blitz.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is in the house with the entertainment report.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We've got Laurie from Northumberland, Emily from Sunbury, and Angela with a screaming 2-year-old from Sunbury, all qualified to win Penn State tickets for this Saturday.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
After all of the fighting and smack-talking that's gone on between Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson, Vin now wants The Rock back for the 10th Fast and Furious movie, and it's all in the name of the late Paul Walker.
Oh.
Diesel wrote a lengthy Instagram post that was addressed to, quote, my little brother Dwayne, and I'm going to tell you what this Instagram post said. It says, quote, as you know, my children refer to you as Uncle Dwayne in my house. I doubt that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. There is not a holiday that goes by that they don't, and you don't send well wishes. But the time has come. Legacy awaits. I told you years ago that I was going to fulfill my promise to Pablo. That's a reference to Paul Walker, the late Toka.
Okay. All right.
I swore that we would reach and manifest the best fast in the finale that is 10. I say this out of love, but you must show up. Do not leave the franchise idle. You have a very important role to play. Hobbs can't be played by no other. Bad grammar there, Vin Diesel. I hope that you rise to the occasion and fulfill your destiny. End quote. So far, Johnson has yet to respond to the plea, but Vin Diesel apparently very desperate to bury the hatchet and get The Rock back for the
last
Fast and Furious movie.
First up, I don't think 10 is it. I think there'll be a 25 someday, okay?
As long as they're making money, they're going to keep going.
Yeah, so, but he has to come back for the finale.
Right, right. Yeah, we'll see if that happens.
Okay, we want you back, Uncle Dwayne.
Yes, Uncle Dwayne.
Is that better than Uncle Rock? I don't know.
That's a good question. We should do a poll.
Mom, Uncle Rock's at the front door. Oh, boy.
Another production has been impacted by vaccine mandates. Emilio Estevez will not be returning for the second season of the Disney Plus series Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Emilio refused to comply with the mandatory COVID vaccination requirement. creative differences also played a factor in his not returning. His character will now be written out of the show. Considering that this was his most high-profile project in, like, more than 15 years, that seems like a pretty dumb choice.
I mean, if he had a whole list of movies he could be doing.
Right. Yeah. But his career had basically stalled, and they brought him back for this, and he's like, nah, I'm not going to get the shot.
And then the rumor was they were going to replace him with Aaron Rodgers. And you know what happened.
Yeah, that didn't work out at all. And looking at the box office, Marvel's Eternals opened in the top spot with $71 million, which is not a great number for a Marvel movie. You know, this is on the lower side of what these things open to. Dune came in second with $7 million. No Time to Die was third with $6 million. Venom 2 came in fourth with $4 million. And Ron's Gone Wrong rounds out the top five with $3 million. Now, in limited release, the movie Spencer, which stars Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana, that opened in eighth place with $2.1 million. Again, in limited release. They screened this for me last week, and Kristen Stewart better clear off some shelf space for all the awards that she's going to win for this performance. It's one of the best films of the year.
Is that what you're reviewing on Friday? A hint, hint?
If it's going to open locally yet or not. So if it does, I'll give you a full review.
Right.
And if not, it'll probably be Clifford the Big Red Dog, which I'm sure will also be one of the big Oscar contenders this year.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. All right, my kids are on the phone. They want Uncle Mike back at our house on Thanksgiving. Or do we call you Uncle Movie?
Uncle Movie.
Uncle
please,
Movie?
Yes.
All right, we'll see you on Friday, Mike.
See you then.
Have a good week. We all want you to drive to an Ultimate Express car wash this week. Why? We'll tell you why. We're going mic'd up in just a few minutes.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's that time again. Either I need my car washed, or we're somewhere around Veterans Day. Butch Heim is here from Ultimate Express Car Wash. Thanks for coming in again this year, Butch.
It's no problem at all. I got to tell you, I'm so happy to be back in the studio. Not sitting in my car on the phone calling in. It's nice being in the studio.
Great to have you back in person. Veterans Day is Thursday. And for people listening that don't know what that has to do with a car wash, Ultimate Express Car Wash does free car washes for veterans every year. How many years has this been? About 15?
It's about 15 years, yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of car washes in 15 years.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
How much is it in about a year?
Average year, we'll do about $26,000 worth of car washes between all our locations. So.
Absolutely free to a veteran.
Oh, absolutely free. And they don't even have to show any ID. They just can show up and say, I'm a veteran, and we take care of them. Now, some of them come in full uniform, which...
Must be cool, right?
I've had plenty of people come through telling us stories all the time about things they did overseas. One gentleman, he had come in with his... newspaper clippings from Vietnam, from Vietnam, money, and then started telling me how that's where he met his wife and brought her back home. It was one of those nice moments where he literally came back around just to talk to us about it.
Oh, okay, because your line is moving, so I get it. But to get those stories, though, I mean, it's not just I'm swinging by and getting a free car wash and then I'm getting out of there. No, it's like if you show interest in a veteran, World War II, especially, they're up in the years now, God bless them, Vietnam veterans, that was my era. I missed the Vietnam draft by 4 days. Okay? So, I mean, when I see a Vietnam vet, I thank him. You know, when I see any veteran, I thank him. So you're standing out there in the parking lot on a cold November morning or afternoon, standing at your machines, and you're just talking to these people. Mm-hmm. Amazing stories. You've probably heard a bunch.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard all different kinds, good and bad, but mostly good, but
right.
You know, and they're all very appreciative. It's like, when they say thank you to me, I'm like, no. It's like, no, it's me thanking you, you know, and it's like all our guys at all our locations, they absolutely look forward to this every year.
And you do it once a year, and it's on Veterans Day. That's this Thursday. You mentioned people show up in uniform. Do they show up sometimes with just their service hat on?
Oh, absolutely. It's their service hat. Most of their vehicles are all... You pretty much know when they're pulling in.
That's
a veteran before he even rolls the window down.
I'll tell you what, when you see the U.S. Marine Corps logo, you know, right?
Oh, yeah. My daughter's, I told her I'd say she is a Marine. She's no longer a Marine, but once a Marine, always a Marine. So
that's right.
I usually get smacked when...
Come on now. Michael Patton was a Marine till the day he died, and I think he still is somewhere in the great beyond.
Yeah.
He still got the hair high and tight, and he was a Marine. A Marine is always a Marine. I agree. So this Thursday, starting at what time? 7-ish?
7:30 to 7 o'clock at all three of our locations in Sealands Grove across from Longhorn Steakhouse, in Williamsport next to Papa John's, and over in Danville right across from Geisinger Woodbine.
There you go. You could head on in there and get your free car wash and talk to any of those guys. I love your guys. I'm not just blowing smoke here, but because if I don't go to Sealands Grove, I go to Danville. And one day I was in Williamsport and I thought, you know, my car's a little dirty. So I went to the Williamsport location. They didn't know me as much there unless I bump into your dad.
Yeah, unless the old man's there.
Butch Senior there, but you know.
But my cousins, I mean, we have a lot of family that works. My cousins are up at that one, and so it's kind of a. I think that's part of it. Well, my cousin's a Navy veteran, too. So.
Oh, okay. So any kind of veteran, get your car washed at Ultimate Express this Thursday. Butch, I don't know. I can't say thank you enough to you because, you know, you do this, you don't have to. You're a small business, and you're just... You said off air a couple minutes ago. You said this is my Christmas.
Oh yeah, this is absolutely my Christmas. I always enjoy this so much. Maybe it's just because of the fact I get to talk to all these people because we'll wash up near 700 cars for the day. So I'm literally talking to almost 700 people about this.
It's like you're in radio or something.
Oh yeah, I miss that. I do miss that, mind you.
I let the cat out of the bag. Butch is an old radio buddy of mine. But yes, good luck on Thursday and thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me up here today.
Ultimate Express Car Wash, mic'd up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, Tom's top list of the day. I know you're complaining probably because you're tired and you're blaming it on moving your clock. Don't blame that.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A high school principal has apologized for unsportsmanlike conduct of the school's football team after they beat another team 106-0. Apology accepted, said the Jets.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, everybody's complaining today. They're tired because messing with your clock over the weekend messed with their body. But believe it or not, if you have kids or a dog, they don't have a clock. They just do what they do. And so what's the big deal? There are other things that are the big deal. A new study shows that most people are tired all the time at work. Inconsistent work hours to blame. Working too many hours. How about worrying about your work? Up at number 7, dealing with the kids. Number 6 is a serious issue, and that is depression. Some people don't know they're suffering depression. If you're always tired, it might be you. Family obligations, yeah, the holidays are coming. Irregular sleep schedules, there's no need for that. Go to bed at the same time. Wake up at the same time. You'll be all right. Maybe the issue is insomnia. Or maybe it's anxiety. And then finally, number 1, most people complain about general stress. Over 60% of the American population says they're stressed. If that's you, de-stress any way you can and get your sleep.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll take our parting shot, which is actually a thank you.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, thanks for joining me on a Monday. If you're a winner today, that's even better. We will reward you for listening every morning from McDonald's all week this week. And again, our ticket blitz from Register Chevrolet and another keyword to Cancun coming up. So stay with us all day. Our parting shot is usually a goofy, crazy piece of audio. And then we say thank you and move on. Well, today, our parting shot is actually Jimmy Fallon's thank yous.
Thank you, McDonald's, selling a McRib NFT, for combining a mysterious object no one understands with a mysterious object no one understands.
So meta.
Thank you, Adele's new song, I Drink Wine, for finally giving millennials their very own Margaritaville.
It's our anthem. Come on. It's our anthem.
It's true. Yeah.
Thank you, microwave add 30 seconds button, for rendering every other button on my microwave completely and totally obsolete.
You don't need them anymore. 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30.
Thank you, getting into a car while holding a pizza box, for making me feel like I'm playing a game of human Tetris.
Thank you, two-door refrigerators, for making it look like my condiments are flashing me. There you have it, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Morgan in the Morning.